91X News.
It's 1 degree and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. The Middle East is on edge today after U.S. President Donald Trump officially declared Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel. Hundreds of Palestinians are protesting in cities across the West Bank and Gaza Strip, burning posters of Trump and American and Israeli flags. Molly Hunter reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli military also prepared, beefing up their security forces in the West Bank. What we're really watching, though, what could turn into a major flashpoint, is tomorrow after Friday prayers. Friday is the biggest Muslim prayer day of the week. It's when the most people are at mosques talking about this, and there will be imams preaching about this in big communities of Muslims. And so tomorrow in the West Bank and in Jerusalem, in East Jerusalem at Al-Aqsa, we'll be watching.
The Afghan Taliban, Lebanon's Hezbollah, Africa's Al-Shabaab, extremists, and the Islamic militant group Hamas are all denouncing Trump's decision. The provincial government is expected to announce today how many students asked for a tuition refund after a five-week-long strike canceled classes in colleges across Ontario. Advanced Education Minister Deb Matthews says the deadline for students who apply for a refund was 2 days ago, and the government is now putting together the numbers. Matthews says the preliminary data says the vast majority of students chose to stick with their programs and finish the extended semester. Matthews says students experienced difficulty as a result of the strike, and the ministry will monitor re-enrollment in January to make sure they can continue their education. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has wrapped up a four-day visit to China without securing a formal start to free trade talks. He says difficult talks lie ahead in addressing concerns when Chinese state-owned companies try to buy Canadian firms. The government faced criticism for letting the takeover of Norsat by Chinese-based Hytera Communications without a full national security review.
Discussion on trade as we move forward needs to reflect on the challenges, the opportunities, the advantages, and the inconvenience when two systems that are different try to collaborate so we can create benefits for both citizens, both groups of citizens.
The government now is weighing a proposal by a Chinese firm to buy the Canadian construction company Aecon, which has been involved in landmark projects like the CN Tower. A Toronto judge is to begin his charge to the jury today at the trial of two men accused of killing a 23-year-old Toronto woman and disposing of her body in an incinerator. Dellen Millard and Mark Smitch have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the presumed death of Laura Babcock, who disappeared 5 years ago. The Crown faces circumstantial evidence shows the two men planned for months to kill Babcock after she became the odd woman out in a love triangle. Smitch's lawyer said in his closing arguments that his client had no reason to kill Babcock, whose body hasn't been found. Millard represented himself and said in his closing address that Babcock is still alive and noted two witnesses said they've seen or heard from her after her disappearance. Minnesota Democrat Al Franken, who is facing fresh allegations of sexual misconduct and losing support from fellow Democrats, seems to be on the brink of leaving the U.S. Senate. Correspondent Bran Milkey has more.
Franken's spokeswoman says he'll make an announcement this morning from the Senate floor. And while his team has not given any indication what that announcement will be, multiple Democratic sources in Washington tell ABC News he is expected to resign. The Minnesota Democrat has not been seen since two more allegations of improper contact surfaced yesterday. They prompted a small group of female senators to call for his resignation. Now more than three dozen of Franken's colleagues say he's got to go.
Franken will be saying if he is leaving in a speech around this time today. More than a year after Cassidy Cole took her own life, the man accused of sexually assaulting her is set to face trial in Central Ontario. Prosecutors in a Barrie court today are set to lay out the allegations against Sean Roy, who was charged with sexual assault in July last year. Roy's lawyer couldn't immediately be reached for comment, but as he said before, that his client is innocent. The lawyer representing Coyle's family, David Butt, says the 20-year-old woman made video statements to police before her death. He notes it's rare to have a trial like this when the central witnesses aren't there to testify. He says Cole's death has been immensely difficult on her family. A Somali man has been found guilty in the kidnapping of Canadian freelance journalist Amanda Lindholt. Terry Pedwell reports.
In handing down the guilty verdict, Ontario Superior Court Justice Robert Smith said he didn't believe Ali Omar Adar, who testified that he was forced by the actual kidnappers to negotiate Lindout's ransom. Crown Prosecutor Croft Michelson says the testimony of an undercover police officer who worked to build evidence over several years clinched the case.
His admissions to the undercover officer were critical.
Lindout and Australian photographer Nigel Brennan were seized by armed men in Mogadishu in August 2008, the beginning of 15 months in captivity. They were released after a ransom was paid. Adar is to be sentenced in the new year. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
High winds with gusts forecast to reach nearly 130 kilometers per hour are fanning the flames of four wildfires burning across the Los Angeles area. More than 150 buildings have been destroyed by the fires in Ventura County, with reports of more homes burning in Bel Air and in Ojai overnight. About 200,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Here's the sound of wind and wildfires burning in the Los Angeles area. That's QNET News on 91X to 12.06 p.m. Sports is next.
When it comes to insurance, you can get an online quote in seconds. But getting the right insurance requires one-to-one communication. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. When we give you an online quote, we follow up to make sure you get the maximum coverage within your budget. And at Mackey Insurance, we'll contact you however you wish to be contacted. Phone, text, live chat, tin can attached to a string. It starts with an online quote at MackeyInsurance.com. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers basketball and volleyball teams will be coming back in January. The Lady Lancers basketball team go head-to-head with Centennial Colts on January 12th, while the men's basketball team take on the Centennial Colts as well on January 12th, shortly after. On January 13th, the Lady Lancers take on the George Brown Huskies. In AHL news, the Belleville Senators take on the Syracuse Crunch this Saturday at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Yardman Arena. In NHL news, last night the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Calgary Flames 2-1. The Philadelphia Flyers took on the Edmonton Oilers and won with a 4-2. Also, the Anaheim Ducks had a victory over the Ottawa Senators and finished with a score 3-0. Going on to NBA news, the New York Knicks beat the Memphis Grizzlies with 11 points, a score of 99-88 last night. The Orlando Magic took on the Atlanta Hawks and won the game with a score of 110-106. And the Indiana Pacers have a victory over the Chicago Bulls 98-96. The Belleville Sens have teamed up with the United Way for an exhibition game called the Challenge Against Poverty. At an announcement yesterday, the United Way says the team is now playing a leadership role within the area. Melanie Cressman is the director of fundraising.
And the thought was that if we could organize some sort of a fun activity for after the new year with new leaders, that just might be different enough that people would jump on board.
The Senators' chief operating officer, Rob Maloney, says they were always looking for a way of giving back to the community they live in, and this game is the perfect opportunity.
We are proud of the work we're doing, but we want it to have an impact in the community that we live and play in. So
all money that is raised from the game will be invested directly back at the community. LeBron James drained a three-pointer with 15 seconds left and finished with 32 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Sacramento Kings 101-95. Here's John Michael with the call as James hits a three-point shot to seal the win against the Sacramento Kings.
Wade to trigger. 5 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds on the game clock. It's lobbed to LeBron. He's at the right point. He works on Sampson. Step back three. He nails it!
Two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning is back as the New York Giants starting quarterback after being benched by former coach Ben McAdoo. The benching combined with the team's 2-10 record resulted in the Giants firing McAdoo on Monday. Manning was put back into the starting lineup for Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys by interim coach Steve Spagnuolo. Manning says he has great respect for his former coach.
I have great respect for Coach McAdoo, and I don't think this is his fault, but obviously, just where the team is, the Giants had to make a decision, and that's what happens. When you're 2-10.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Right now, it's mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of -5, and tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and cloud, becoming cloudy near noon with a few flurries, an amount of about 5 centimeters. Wind will pick up a bit too, and there will be a high of -1. At 12:10 p.m., it's 1 degree. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, noon on 91X, next at 1.